Ambitious.
Entitled.
Open-minded.
Cynical.
Those are all words that researchers use to describe today's 18 to 25-year-olds. One day, people in that age group will help run the country, so guest correspondent Judy Woodruff is talking to dozens of them now to hear what's on their minds. In her series, Generation Next, she explores how this time of war affects their choices and goals, their sense of the future. Today, she has a story about one young man, the choices he made, and the choices he didn't make. Brendan Dougherty is lucky, and he knows it. He's loved video games since he was a kid. Now he's 25, and he markets them for a living.
Find some cover! We're taking it to late fire!
Get central charges in that building!
Right now we're making games like Company of Heroes, Supreme Commander. I definitely feel I've hit the jackpot getting this job at this age. Yeah, I mean, I know our generation was probably showered with self-esteem growing up, so maybe that made us all really think we were special snowflakes and that we got to go out and do what we want to do.
But something happened to that sense of wide-open opportunity on September 11, 2001, when Brendan was a sophomore in college.
It was like, what happens now? I mean, do we go to war? Is there going to be a draft? I was thinking, like, am I going to be a soldier next year, fighting in the mud somewhere else, half a world away?
For most young people, that feeling of peril was unfamiliar. It surged after 9/11, of course, then dissipated with time and war. Brendan Dougherty wrestled with those feelings when he was in college. But before he talks about that...
This is one of my current favorite games, The Elder Scrolls IV, Oblivion. I take the role of a hero who's kind of questing throughout this mythical world right now and trying to bring peace to it after the Emperor has been assassinated.
Beneath the mountain lies the Forbidden Grotto.
One of the things just growing up is I loved reading the Greek myths, King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. You know, I love that stuff. And that, to me, was one of the great draws of video games, was that video games gave me an opportunity to be the hero. And you're not just watching, you know, Schwarzenegger save the day. You're actually doing it.
Whose blood is that on the snow?
Oh, that's his. I'm blocking pretty well, so just think of the children I'm protecting by exterminating these evil goblins.
Brendan has thought a lot about the real evil in the world. When 9/11 happened, he says, he'd already been reading about the threat of terrorism.
I was aware of Al-Qaeda and bin Laden before. I remember the 98 attacks in the African embassies. I really got into that and was interested reading about that. And I was like, who is this man who is declaring war on America?
And you were in high school.
I was in high school, yeah. But it's just this case of these people who said openly they wanted to kill us. They had been practicing for several years, and then they did it. And they hit the Pentagon even. Just like the Pentagon was attacked? Are you kidding me? Oh my, you know, what the hell is going on here? But then I was pleasantly surprised how September, October, how we basically made it everyone versus Afghanistan and the Taliban, how we have the whole world on our side. We're going to go in and we're going to fix this because we're America, because that is what we do. And when we went into Afghanistan, we had bin Laden surrounded. And it's like, well, let's get him. Let's special forces. Come on, let's go. Let's get in there. And he slipped through our fingers.
Do you ever think maybe your expectations are a little bit unrealistic? I mean, we've been sitting here talking about video games, and in a real-life situation like that, it's not so clean-cut.
Of course, I don't know what the situation is like on the ground, but as an American citizen, I feel I'm absolutely within my rights to expect bin Laden to be brought to justice. I believe it was promised to us that he would be brought to justice. It's just frustrating that when it could have happened, it didn't.
You have obviously read a lot, thought a lot, looked into the threat of terrorism. Do you ever think you'd like to get involved in that somehow, rather than what you're doing now?
Certainly. After 9/11, that was, you know, of course, one of the things, you know, what can I do? For me, I was leaning towards the FBI. They came to the school, to our career center. But then to do something like that every day, it's just an enormous responsibility. And it's partly that, you know, maybe fearing that responsibility of, like, it's a lot easier to go to sleep at night when your work is related to video games than going to sleep at night thinking, like, did I miss something in that translation? Did I miss a clue that could be part of the next attack? But also, I became a little bit disillusioned as the Iraq War happened and just seeing what's the point of doing all that intelligence work if it's just going to be ignored or manipulated so that someone can justify going to war in a country that maybe isn't our best focus right now.
But never before in modern American history have we more needed smart young people like you. And some people would listen to what you're saying and say, wait a minute, we need you helping at the Pentagon or working for an agency that's going to get us past these huge problems we face.
Oh, I've been trying to help. I've voted in every election. But I can see that point. And I'm no more special than anyone else's kid who's over in Iraq getting shot at. Why wouldn't I enlist in everything? And it is a question that, you know, I kind of struggle with. Is it cowardice? I mean, I have an aversion to being shot at, and I am not a fan of getting blown up. And maybe, you know, maybe the video games have taught me how easily someone can die. And, you know, there is no reset, there is no continue. I could die.
But as we've said before, Brendan Dougherty is lucky, and he knows it. There was no draft after 9/11. While there hasn't been an attack on American soil since, surveys of people in his age group say they think there will be one day. But right now, they worry much more about their financial future. Brendan talks about getting an MBA and maybe later in life going into politics, two paths that have a lot in common, he says.
You know, it'd be nice to make a lot of money if I could. That's one thing I've kind of seen maybe with this administration that, you know, having money can really be a good way to influence power. So if I wanted to run for an office in somewhere later on, I'd be able to do that. Maybe I can build up some clout in a community or something where I can use money to invest and make the changes that way rather than directly taking on the machine and having a much more uphill battle that way. But I don't know. I mean, life can change so quickly, it's hard to really predict where it'll take me.
Brendan Dougherty. He's a marketer for a video game company. He lives in Los Angeles and plans to apply to business school sometime within the next 2 years. For NPR News, I'm Judy Woodruff. Next month, Judy profiles a young Republican campaign worker in Pennsylvania. Other Generation Next stories are at npr.org.